Grace to you and peace. Just before we begin the sermon, I want to say thank you to a few folks today. Thank you to Rhonda for being at the piano with us this morning. And thank you to all of our quilters. There are quite a few of you in this room, and I know the last thing you want is to be asked to stand. But I am really grateful that you have shared that gift with these kiddos and that blessing as they go. That's a tradition we stole from the Quakers. Did you know that? Yeah. So for a long time, the Society of Friends, when a person moves from one community to another, the people who know them and love them gather together to make a quilt for them. And then in worship, they wrap the quilt around them and bless them and send them into their next journeys. I've been doing that now for more than 100 years. So thank you, Society of Friends, for that gift and doing that. Our gospel today comes from what is called the farewell discourse in John. It's John's version of the Last Supper, but there is no Last Supper. There's no meal ever described. We never get the, this is my body, this is my blood language. Instead, we get this really elegantly designed section that has all of these little nuances to pay attention to. And this week, as I was reading about this really carefully written and crafted section, I found these two metaphors that I found myself going, oh, that's an interesting way to talk about this beautiful, elegant thing. One person said, it's like an accordion. It's not what I think of elegant, right? Another said, it's a sandwich. Again, I mean, I like a sandwich, but not elegant. But basically, what you have is this section that begins with Jesus serving the disciples and ends with him serving the disciples. It starts with Maundy Thursday, Jesus kneeling and washing the feet of his disciples. It ends then with him praying for them, that the Holy Spirit would come and be there with them, protect them, and guide them. Next to that, just after the beginning and before the end, are these moments of confusion and Jesus teaching. One of you is going to betray me. What? Surely not I, Lord. Is it I? Again and again. And then, Jesus, we're so grateful you finally spoke plainly. We get it. We are here for you. I tell you, the Son of Man must die. What? What are you talking about? And right in the middle of this elegant sandwich, this beautiful accordion, is our chunk, the piece that we read last week and this week. I am the true vine. Abide in me and abide in my love. It's as if to say, you're going to have moments of confusion and uncertainty, doubt and feeling like you are lost, wondering what is to come. In those moments, I need you to remember this one thing. I have desired to draw near to you. I want you to draw near to me. I know you fully, inside and out, and I want you to know me in that way. And knowing each other, we can share love. We can share love. But then there's this little twist, because all of that sounds like the gospel to me. But there's one little word in the midst of it that suddenly changes things a little. You are my friends. This is not an egalitarian society. This is not where anybody can walk up to anybody and just be friends. Instead, it is stratified, strictly. There was no social climbing, a little, but very little. It looked like this, said Plato. Cannot be friends unless you are equals and share in mutuality. And so Jesus, in the midst of kneeling at the feet of his disciples, praying for them, turning the world right side up, says to them, this new thing is happening. And you have been invited to become friends. Fascinating. With the Godhead, the master and the servant, the teacher and the disciple. Plato's student Aristotle, he said this. I think it maybe is our gospel in a nutshell. Friendship requires abiding. It requires time and familiarity, getting to know each other, sitting at each other's table, journeying together. You and I are invited into that friendship with God. I didn't give the introverts a warning this service, Deacon Hannah. I should have. I want to invite you. You're ready? You're an introvert? Uh-huh. So am I, right? Clearly. We need to know one another to be friends. And so here's what I want to do with the next 7 minutes or so. I want to invite you to find a reasonably friendly looking stranger. Okay. And I want to just take some time to visit. The room should be chaotic with noise and joy. Get to know each other. Find somebody. Do not sit with the couple, right? Unless you're another couple and you're introducing yourselves. Let's take a few minutes. Let's ask these questions and begin friendship as Jesus invites us as well. Go. The problem is now I hate to interrupt. You can sit with your new friend. You want to do that? Or you can make your way back to where you were before. At first service, one of the people said their favorite thing that we do together is have coffee at 10. And then they followed up with, it's the only coffee I drink every week. And I went, wow, that is not me. Not me. Anybody else have a favorite what we do together? Anything that popped up? Amy. Wednesday services. Yeah. A very different rhythm, right? Contemporary music, very short, those pieces, yeah. Anybody else? Right here, right now. Michelle? Yeah, right here, right now, yeah. We were just talking about how we both appreciate what the church does outside. The ways that we live bold service. By the way, if you have your phone out, spiritofjoy.net, and go to signups for the banquet. We need help for breakfast on Tuesday morning. I learned to make pancakes there last time, but we need a few more than me to make 600 of those going. Faith and fitness on Monday nights. Yeah, 6:30 on Monday nights. Coming here to be 6 o'clock, here to be well together. Here to be well together, yeah. There are all of these ways that we come together as community, and it's how we build relationships. It's how we get to know one another. It's how we get to know our God. That idea of drawing close to Jesus may be a little uncomfortable. It was a little uncomfortable to be asked to stand and talk to somebody, to make that turn. But with a little bit of courage, we can draw close to the vine who draws close to us. And it doesn't take big things. We didn't ask you to go out and say, hey, we're committing to go to lunch together. 7 minutes of conversation to get to know one another. The little pieces that God asks of us each and every day to say yes again and again. Jesus wants to be our friend. He has drawn close to us. He wants to see us thrive. Say yes, just in little ways, each and every day. Amen.